I truly don't understand why they would have an issue with it when I saw a 60-ton tank spent out on the ice, and the soldiers were still riding in it, so they had nothing to say. That we were just holding on to the bumper of a deuce and a half, sweating with it when the soldiers were obviously going too fast on the ice, and it was literally doing 360s on the ice.
But I'm glad nobody got hurt, and that was the main thing, you know. If that deuce and a half had got torn up, that'd have been all right. They could have replaced it. They can't replace them soldiers out there behind it having fun.
That's definitely true. All right, I'll turn it back to you, KO4PXB, back to KI4DOS. Thanks, Gary.
Good talking with you this evening. Come back as often as you come back and rag chew with us anytime. We'd love to have you. And, you know, we always like having rag chewers on here. They kind of stretch the net out a little bit, and you learn a lot when you get to talking to folks. But Lloyd, thanks for talking with us a little bit. Enjoyed it, and I appreciate you doing it. Come back and do it again. We have additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. I'm about to wrap it up this evening. I'll submit my net report, and we'll go from there. Folks, had a grand total of 66 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling, to the best of my knowledge. Give him a good dose of rider's cramp. And y'all take care. Have a great evening, what's left of it. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.
TR and 4ZLK. ZLK clear.